很好的讲员，从 Minnesota 他给我们很好的信息。
And one of the things that he talked about is about how God is holy.
其中一个他提起了重点，就是说神是一个圣洁的神。
Where he talks about holy, holy, holy is the Lord God.
他讲说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，我们的神是圣洁的神。
And one thing that the youth came back with is you could tell that they were changed by this weekend.
当这些年轻人他们回来之后，我们可以知道说他们确实是有改变。
They were away from their friends and away from school, and they were focused in on the Lord.
他们离开他们的朋友，他们离开他们的学校，他们专注于我们的神。
And I have to admit myself, I was glad that I could be a youth with them to experience that too, because it was very refreshing for me as well.
我很感谢神让我有这样的机会，让我就像一个重新做一个年轻人来经历神。
But continue to pray for the youth. They're in a difficult age, and God is working in their lives, and I'm very excited to see what God is doing.In our youth lives.
我们请大家继续纪念这些年轻人，因为他们在这个年纪是一个挺困难的这个年龄层，他们需要神来帮助他们。
And one of the best things you can do as a church is pray for them because they are our generation now.
我们教会最能够为他们做的就是要为他们祷告。
Okay, if you can open your Bibles to Luke chapter 15 verses 1 to 10.
我们请大家拿出你们的圣经，我们翻到路加福音第十五章第一到第十节。
I'm going to go ahead and read through in English.
Do you want me just to have them read in Chinese? That's what Pastor Steve usually does. Pastor Smith usually does.
Oh yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. 我们请大家一起来读，好不好？从第一节读到第十五节。路加福音第十五章第一到第十五节第一节到第十节，对不起第一节到第十节我们大家一起来。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下谈论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这九十九只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上，回到家里，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说：我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，较比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。或是一个富人有十块钱，若失落一块，若不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着的，找着了就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说：我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
In these two parables, something of value is lost.
在这两个预言里面，有价值的东西失去了。
In the stories, we're looking at lost sheep or a lost coin that has a monetary value.
在这个故事里面，或者是羊，或者是钱币，所失去的是有一定的价钱的。
And nobody, including the religious leaders of the day, who valued material things, would ignore such a loss.
没有人，包括这些宗教领袖，会不在乎失去这些有价值的东西。
Rather, they would put every effort that they had in finding what was lost.
他们会尽力的去寻找。
If this is true about things, material things, shouldn't it also be true that we seek out the spiritually lost?
如果我们对失去的东西，我们尚且如此在乎，对灵魂失丧的人，我们岂不是更应该如此吗？
The term lost refers to those who are not believers, not Christians.
失落的人是指那些还没有信主的人。
those outside of the kingdom of God, who haven't put their trust in him yet.
那些在神家之外，而且还没有信靠我们神的人。
And you can see one of the pictures further down in the verses about the prodigal son and how the father welcomes back the son.
我们也可以从底下后来这个预言底下所形容的浪子回头故事里面看出来，当他的父亲提到他儿子悔改回家的时候。
He was lost and then was found, verse 31.
他说他是失而又得的，在第31节里面。
And aren't people more important than things?
灵魂失落的是不是比失落的东西更重要呢？
And if people are more important than things, shouldn't we persevere in reaching out to the lost?
如果失落的人尚且胜过失落的东西，我们是不是应该要同样的用同样的这个力量去找他们呢？
And shouldn't we find joy in those who find Christ? Shouldn't we take joy in those that are found?
那是不是我们找到的时候，我们也一样的会高兴呢？
I believe the passage points out that and reminds Christians of how they should respond to the lost.
那我想这段经文是要提醒我们基督徒，我们应该对失落的人所应该有的反应。
Also, you could look at these verses and show how it illustrates how God responds and searches for the lost.
我们也可以把这两个比喻解释成神主要是如何对失落人有反应。
And it's obvious that Christ sought out the lost. Shouldn't it be our purpose as well to seek out the lost?
很清楚的，这段经文里面讲说，耶稣是尽他所能的要来寻找失落的人。那我们是不是应该也有同样的心态呢？
So today we're going to look at four different ways in reaching out to the lost.
今天我们要看这里面前十段的经文里面。来跟大家分享一下关于要找到他们有四个事情我们需要做的。
And we're going to find these in the scriptures today.
我们今天要从这个经文里面来看。
If you have your Bibles, look at Luke 15:1-2. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them."
在第十五章第一跟第二节如此说，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，对不起，我读到第三节了。OK。
So the first thing needed for reaching the lost is compassion.
我们第一件是要做的事情，我们要有恻隐之心。
So Jesus was speaking to these people, and the funny thing is they weren't running from Jesus, but they were running to him.
这一群人围在耶稣的旁边，那很有意思的就是这些失落人，他们并不是要逃避耶稣，他们反而要到耶稣的面前来。
They were not avoiding him, ignoring him, or hostile toward him.
他们不是在躲他，他们也不是不理他，或是对他有敌意。
In verse 1, it talks about how they were gathering around to hear him speak.
第一节告诉我们说，他们挨近耶稣，想要来听他。
And why were sinners so eager to hear what Jesus had to say?
为什么罪人这么想要听耶稣说什么呢？
It wasn't because he had such an easy message that it would tickle their ears.
这绝对不是因为耶稣要说的是他们在耳朵里面听来是很好听的东西。
It wasn't that Jesus compromised sin, so that things were easy and acceptable in their opinion.
耶稣也没有向罪妥协，也没有说他们所做的是可以接受的。
And they weren't gathered around so that they could see a big show.
他们到耶稣这里来，并不是想要看到耶稣行哪些轰轰动动的神迹。
Matter of fact, at this point, Luke's narrative emphasizes on Jesus' teaching and that miracles were hardly even mentioned at this point.
在路加这段经文所记载的只是要强调耶稣的教导， 对他的神迹一点都没有提起。
But why did the lost seek after Jesus then running from him?
那为什么这些失落的人要来找耶稣而不是要逃之夭夭？
And I believe he was compassionate. He didn't condemn the people.
我相信答案是耶稣有恻隐之心，他爱他们，他是有怜悯的心，他不是用指责的态度。
And in verse 2 it says, he welcomes sinners and eats with them.
第二节里面他如此描述耶稣，他说他欢迎罪人又同他们吃饭。
And the Greek word translates welcomes in this verse.
在这里希腊文欢迎的翻译就是接待。
That he receives them as a friend.
他像朋友一样的接待他们。
This is Jesus' attitude toward the lost.
这是耶稣对那些在最终迷失的人所有的态度。
He was compassionate and accepting of them despite of their sins and their flaws.
耶稣欢迎他们，他对他们有怜悯的心，即使他们有罪或是有犯错。
He was a friend to them, and his attitude toward the lost people was that they were attracted to him.
他是他们的朋友，对失落的人而言，耶稣对他们有吸引力。
And one of the questions we need to think about individually and as a church, are we showing this same kind of love toward the world?
对我们在教会的信徒而言，如果我们要帮助拯救失落的灵魂，我们需要怎么样能显出在基督的爱和接待？
So the first thing needed toward reaching the lost is compassion.
第一件我们需要做的是要有恻隐之心。
So I'm going to share a story about a police officer.
我有一个事情我要来用来说明我们的意识。
And he responded to many different accidents.
有一个警察，他去了几个交通事故的现场。
Some of these were severe injuries.
有一些因交通事故受了重伤。
And with accidents, there's three types of people there.
在任何交通事故里面，通常有三种人。
There are people, in the first group that are bystanders or onlookers or what we call gawkers.
第一组人是在旁边观望的人。
These are people that like to see what's going on, and they actually probably would like to see a little bit of blood.
他们只是好奇，他们总是要想知道到底发生了什么事情。那当然，有的时候他们也想看看有没有出血。
They are curious and they want to watch what's going on with all this involvement, especially with accidents on the road.
他们只是好奇尤其是发生事故的时候，那他们其实。并不是真正的介入在这个事件里面。
Now there's a second group of people, the police officers.
第二组的人是警察。
And they investigate the cause of the accident and assign blame.
他们的反应是要来调查事故发生的原因到底是谁的错。
And they give out appropriate warnings and punishments.
然后他们就开罚单或者是警告。
Now the third group,is the paramedics.
第三组是医护人员。
These groups are welcomed the most.
这一组人一般来说是对受伤者最受欢迎的人。
Now these people could care less who is at fault at this point.
医护人员不会在意是谁的错。
They don't lecture people about their bad driving habits.
他也不会在现场向你说教，教训你为什么开车的习惯这么糟糕。
Their response is to find out who's hurt.
他们的反应是要发现哪些是受伤的人。
They bandage up the wounds of those who are hurt. They feed the trapped people and they give words of encouragement.
他们要帮助那些人疗伤。或许有人被压在车底下的不能动弹的人可以出来，同时他们要鼓励这些人。
So there's three types of groups. There's the one who is involved assigning blame, assessing punishment, and also those who are helping the hurting.
所以一般我们会注意到有三种人，一种是在观望，另外一种是在决定谁错谁对，谁应该被罚。有另外一组是帮助受伤的人，请问你是属于哪一组？
And the question are, which one are we?
请问我们是哪一组？
It's very natural to want to look at the action and see what's going on.
一般来讲是很自然的，当我们看到一件事情的时候，我们想要去看看到底发生什么事情。
And it's very easy for us to point out the wrong in other people.
也很容易让我们指责哪一个人是对，哪一个人是错的。
It's easier to point out than to point in.
我们很容易指责别人，很难指责我们自己。
But I hope that we'll be like the paramedics.
我希望我们当中大部分人是医护的人员。
Compassionate and loving and not worrying about how the people got to that point.
我们需要能够有怜悯的心肠，而不是看到谁错。
We need to be careful not to look at those who are at fault and assign blame.
我们要小心，不要专注于来决定说哪一个人是错的。
We need to be rescuing the hurting people.
我们需要去拯救那些受伤的灵魂。
But many churches today are like responding like the police officer.
但是今天我们在很多的情况底下，我们大部分人是做警察。
Instead of the paramedics.
而不是做那个去救人这个受伤的人。
Much like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law did.
就像那些法利赛人跟律法教师里面他们所做的一样。
They were more interested in condemning and criticizing sinners than showing compassion.
他们只是在批评和指责上有兴趣，但是并没有恻隐之心。
Now, it's understandable that we can be upset about what's going on in the world with its current state.
今天我们同样的，我们看到社会里一些不道德的情况，我们会觉得很气愤。
It's moral values and abortion and the entertainment industry in the society we live in today.
当我们看到价值的败坏，包括堕胎、同性恋、色情娱乐节目等等，我们会有正直的不满。
But we've got to be careful not to get stuck there.
但是我们要小心，不要就停顿在那里。
We got to be careful about our condemnation, pointing out all the wrongs of the world.
我们要小心，不要只是站在那里或坐在里面做指责的工作。
See, Jesus didn't attract people because he was condemning everybody about their sin.
耶稣能吸引人，并不是因为他就在那边指责他们。
So the first thing needed for reaching the lost is compassion.
所以第一件事情我们要带人信主，最重要的是要有恻隐之心。
Let's look at some of the other parables and look about the second thing I want you to focus on in reaching the lost is that it takes effort.
这底下里面再有另外两个比喻，我们可以从里面学习到的一些功课。所以第二件事情这里比喻里面所提到的是我们要需要努力。
Now this picture, even though it's squashed, is a man with a sledgehammer.
这个上面这幅图画虽然有一点模糊，但是它是告诉我们说有一个人拿了一个大锤在锤。
About 20 years ago, this is one way that I would exercise.
在20年前我如果要锻炼我的身体的话，就是用这个方式。
And it's probably why I have a lot of aches and pains today.
所以为什么今天我这个筋骨经常会酸痛？
I would get together with a friend and we would go get sledgehammers and we would hit concrete.
那我跟我的朋友会拿这个大锤头来锤这个岩石。
Yeah, 20 years ago, I actually cared about building muscles.
20年前我很小心要想要让我的这个肌肉能够长得更健壮一点。
But it also is a picture that we need to take some effort in reaching out to the lost.
但是这个图画也告诉我们，提醒我们说，如果我们要去帮助那些失丧的灵魂，是需要去努力的。
And we look at Luke chapter 15 verses 3 to 5. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them, doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders.
第三到第五节如此说，耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去一只，不把这九十九只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢，就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上回到家里。
I'm going to share a story about my son Stephen Paul.
今天我想跟大家分享一件关于我的小孩子Stephen Paul 的事情。
And if you don't know me, I have five children. He is my fourth.
如果你们不知道我家庭的话我家有四个小孩，五个小孩，他是老四。
When we lived in Taipei, Taiwan, Stephen Paul got lost.
当我们住在台北的时候，这个有一次 Stephen Paul 突然不见了。
And if you're from Taiwan or you're from Asia, you know that stories don't go out this way, they go up this way.
如果你们在亚洲待过的话，你们知道说这个百货商场通常不是像旁边像 Walmart 那样子的，而是几十层楼向上的。
So it had many floors.
那所以有好几层。
So Stephen wandered away and we thought, well, he's probably in the next aisle, so we kind of looked around the other side and he wasn't there.
Stephen 他自己不知道怎么跑到什么地方去了，所以我们到处找找不到他。
And then his parents, we kind of grew frantic and started yelling for Stephen Paul.
那我们做父母的忽然发现他不见了，那我们就非常紧张，然后就在店里面大叫。
But with all our effort, there was no Stephen Paul around.
但是在我们再怎么叫Stephen Paul 似乎完全没有反应。
So we started running through the aisles trying to find Stephen Paul.
那我们就在店里面到处乱跑，就是要找到我们的 Stephen Paul.
And one thing we didn't do is we didn't say, well, we have five children. What's one less?
那我们在那个情况底下，我们不会想说我们家里反正有五个小孩，掉了一个大概没关系，我们还有四个。
I mean, four is an even number.
四是一个很完整的数字。
That would kind of even things back.
而且是偶数，所以蛮好的吧，哈。
No, Stephen Paul mattered, and that we cared about him, and we sought to find him.
我们不是这样想，他是我们的小孩，我们是一个都不能少。
And after which seemed an eternity, we finally found Stephen Paul.
最后像是勇士那么久，那但是真正的只有几分钟之内，我们终于找到了 Paul Stephen。
And he was at the customer service desk eating cookies and drinking water.
他跟一个店员在一起，他在吃饼干，在喝水。
He was oblivious to our searching.
他一点不知道我们在找他的时候那一脸的慌张样。
And the customer service people, I guess, had questioned him.Do you know English? Do you know English? He was, the customer service people were asking Stephen Paul, does he know English?
Oh, okay. 所以这个店员在那边问 Stephen Paul, 你会讲英文吗？
And he just said, never mind.
他说没关系，不重要。
But Stephen Paul was our son. We wanted to have him back with us.
但是他是我们的小孩，我们是希望他能够回来。
We were seeking him diligently to find our son.
我们是很尽力的要去找到我们的小孩。
And the two parables that Jesus emphasizes shows the effort in finding the lost sheep and finding the lost coin.
在这两个比喻里面，耶稣要强调，我们要努力的去，才能够找到失丧的人。
Wouldn't we leave the 99 sheep in the open country and go after the lost sheep?
在这个失迷的羊的比喻里面，耶稣说牧羊人会把九十九只羊撇在旷野去找那失去的羊。
The parable of the lost coin, the woman lights the lamp, sweeps the whole house and searches very carefully for the lost coin according to verse 8.
在第八节里面，那个失落银钱的比喻里面，妇人点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，只等到找着了。
I don't know if you guys have the pleasure of going to Israel.Seminary classes, we got to go over to Israel.
我不晓得各位当中有没有人去过以色列当我在神学院的时候，我们有一个机会能够到以色列去。
And we saw one of the very, very old homes and saw the rock floor.
我们有机会去看一个犹太人家里面，他们是一个石头的屋子，然后地都是岩石所砌成的。
And with those rock floors, there's large crevices, so coins can really could hide pretty well in the floors.
因为地都是用岩石这个铺起来的，所以中间有很多的这个洞，可以想象到钱很容易就掉在那个洞里面。
And in both of these cases, the folks sought after what was lost with great effort.
在这两个比喻里面，我们发现到说，这两个不同的情况里面，他们都是花了很大的力气要去想找回那个失落的。
The lost, the shepherd did not wait for the lost sheep to wander back.
这个牧羊人他不是等着羊自己跑回家来。
The woman did not wait for the lost coin to just show up.
妇人也没有在等着那失去的钱币自己再出现。
And in our Christian lives, sometimes we do the opposite of those things.
但是在我们基督徒的生命里面，当我们在教会的时候，我们似乎所做的是完全的相反的。
We kind of wait for the lost to come to us.
我们似乎在等着那些失落人自己出现在我们门口。
And we kind of sometimes like to make it mystical. Maybe God will put someone in my life today. They'll just kind of appear like in Star Trek.
我们有时候会像看那个太空的那种科幻小说。有一天神突然带一个人很奇妙的很神奇的突然在我们中间出现。
Yeah, many times we are very passive instead of active.In the way that we approach it.
很多时候我们是被动的而不是主动的。
And by the scriptures, we can see that it was very different about how Jesus would go out and reach out to the lost.
但是我们从圣经里面所看的，我们发现到说耶稣似乎不是如此，他是很尽力的要去找那些所失丧的灵魂。
We need to be careful and not wait for the lost to come to us, but put great effort in seeking out those who are lost.
我们要小心，不要在等着那些失落的人来找我们。我们应该要去找他们。
And I know it's not always easy to do this.
我知道说这事情并不是一件很容易的事情。
And the truth is that we need help in doing it.
我们知道说我们需要帮助来做这件事情。
Some of our brothers and sisters are very good at sharing the good news of Jesus with those who don't know him.
我们有些弟兄姐妹在我们当中，他们是很会带人信主的。
And I would encourage you to get with these brothers and sisters and say, you know what? I don't really know how to approach people. Can you share with me how you do it?
我希望我可以鼓励大家，你们如果知道在教会里面有这样弟兄姐妹。你们可以去找他们，然后问他们说：“哎，你可不可以帮助我，教我怎么样能够带人信主
？”Because I believe nothing can give us more joy outside of coming to Christ ourselves than to share the good news of Jesus Christ and see someone come to the Lord.
我相信，我们当我们能够做到说带一个人信主的时候，我们是会非常欢喜的。
So the second thing needed for reaching the lost is effort.
所以第二件事情我们需要做的，我们需要尽力，需要努力。
But how do we do this in a practical fashion?
但是我们怎么样实际的来做这样的一件事情呢？
I believe one way we can do it is that we can do it through prayer.
我相信我们一个方法是要借着来借着祷告。
It needs to be a significant part of our personal ministry as well as that of the church.
我相信不只是我们自己，甚至在我们教会里面，我们所需要的更注重在做这样的事情。
And I do believe that our church takes a very active, aggressive approach toward evangelism.
我相信我们教会也把我们的重点放在怎么样来宣讲神的福音。
A lot of the ministries here, the EE ministry and the campus ministries.And other ministries are geared towards sharing the good news and discipling those believers.
我们教会里面有不同的施工，包括三普的施工，也包括校园的施工等等， 都是要尽力来把福音传给旁边有需要的人。
So we need to make every effort we can to reach out to the lost.
所以我们需要尽我们所有的力量来带世上的人来信主。
So far, I've shared two things. The first thing needed for reaching the lost is compassion. The second thing needed for reaching the lost is effort.
我们刚刚所提到的两个需要做的，就是第一个需要有怜悯的心，第二个就是我们要很努力的去做。
And the third thing shared about in this parable is persistence.
第三件事情，这一段经文里面告诉我们，就是我们要锲而不舍。
And if we look at Luke chapter 15 verses 4 and verse 8, it says, Suppose one of you has 100 sheep, loses one of them, doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coin, loses one, doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.
在15章第4跟第8节里面如此说，第4节，你们中间谁有100只羊，失去一只，不把这99只贴在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着了，找着了就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上。第8节，或是一个妇人有10块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，只等到找着了，找着了就请朋友邻舍来对他说，我失落了钱财那块钱已经找着了，你们与我一同欢喜吧。
And in both of these cases, he specifically focuses in on these that not only seek out what's lost, but they find what's lost.
在这两个故事里面，耶稣提起来，这个人不断地寻找失去的物件，一直等到他找到为止。
He points out the persistence.That they take in finding what was lost.
耶稣在指出来说，他们是锲而不舍的去找。
If you can picture these fields, I mean, when a sheep gets lost, it's not easy to find. They don't just look in a level field and go, "Oh, there it is. I'm going to run after that sheep."
你们可以，我们大家可以来想象啊，在一个旷野的地方啊，有一只羊突然不见了。是不是说找这个羊很容易啊？就是说，你在这个平原上，哦，它就在那里。
And just like the woman, she didn't have linoleum or wood or tile, nice flat floor. She had a rock floor, and that coin wasn't easy to find.
或者是要找那个银币啊，那个钱币啊，是不是很容易找啊？如果是在我们家的那种厨房的地板上，可能很容易，因为没有什么缝。那但是在犹太人家里面，他们那种地有很多这个洞的可能不是那么容易找。
And I believe it's that way with people.
那我相信我们要寻找世上的人也是一样的。
No one said it was going to be easy.
没有人说这是一件容易的事情。
But persistence can produce fruit.
但是我们锲而不舍才能得到好的结果。
And aren't people more valuable?Than material things.
你相信人的价值比东西要更贵重吗？
Now I want to share an illustration about a performer in New York.
我现在想要跟大家举个例子来说明有一个很有名的演奏家的故事在纽约。
And maybe some of you know Yo-Yo Ma, who is a famous celloist.
大概大家听过马友友这位演奏家，他是一个大提琴演奏家。
And one day he was performing at New York's Carnegie Hall.
有一天他在纽约的卡内基音乐厅里面他表演。
And after he left, he was very tired and awoke the next day and rushed and got into a taxi cab.
回家之后他睡了觉那非常疲倦，第二天起来他要赶到另外一个地方去做另外一场表演。
And the taxi cab took him to the other side of Manhattan.
叫了一部计程车，然后把他带到曼哈顿的另外那头去。
Where he placed his cello, the handcrafted cello, that was made in Vienna, from 1733.
他 坐了这个机器人车，然后把他的这个提琴就放在这个车里面。那这个提琴呢，是在维也纳1733年人家用手特别为他做的。
It was worth $2.5 million.
这个琴是值$2.5 million.
He left it in the trunk.
他竟然把这个琴忘在这个计程车背后的那个放行李的那个车厢里。
When he had reached his destination, he paid the driver, but forgot to take his cello.
但是当他到了他地方的时候，他付钱给这个计程车司机，但竟然忘了他的琴。
And after the cab disappeared, Ma realized what he had done, and he began a desperate search to find his cello.
等到计程车走了之后，他突然发现他忘了他的琴，他开始拼命的去找他失去的这个大提琴。
Fortunately, he had kept the receipt of the cabbie's ID number.
还好他有计程车司机给他的收据，上面有计程车车行的 ID 的那个号码。
And after a very strenuous search, they found the taxi, in a garage in Queens.
还好，找了一整天，终于找到那辆计程车，是在纽约皇后区的一个车库里面，车行里面。
With the priceless cello still in the trunk.
无价的大提琴还在车后面的那个车厢里。
And Ma's smile could not be contained as he spoke to the reporters about it.
马悠悠在向记者描述这件事情的时候，没有办法遮盖他喜悦的微笑。
See, here's the point. Yo-Yo Ma did not quit, but he persisted because what was lost was very valuable to him.
这里的这个重点是马悠悠并没有放弃，他锲而不舍地去找，因为他失去的是太有价值，不能随便放弃的。
And, people who are spiritually lost.Are so valuable, and we need to take every effort we can to be seeking out those people.
对灵魂失丧的人，他们是一样太有价值，不能让我们轻言放弃的。
But the problem is, it's not quick. It's not a McDonald's drive-through.
啊，但是我们要知道说，这不是一定能很快的让我们能够努力达到我们所预期的目标。不像是你去那个麦当劳，这个在两分钟之内他就给你要吃的东西了。
See, we're used to getting things so quickly in our society that sometimes we get frustrated with anything that takes a length of time.
那我们今天社会里面，我们很多东西，因为我们很快能够达到我们目标，我们就变得不愿意等啊、说有些东西需要努力去才能得到的。
Go look at a car, they tell you the weekly payment on it.
通常你要想去买一个车子的时候，他会告诉你说你每一个礼拜你要付多少的钱。
And maybe they tell you the monthly payment.
他们只告诉你说每一个月你要付多少钱。
But they don't really want you to talk about the total price.
但是他们不要让你知道说总数是会有多少。
Because it's going to take 5 to 7 years to pay for it.
因为你可能发现到最终你要等5年到6年才能全部付清。
So the third thing needed to reach the lost is persistence.
所以第三件我们需要做的事情是要锲而不舍。
If you look at Luke chapter 15, 5 through 7 and 9 through 10, and when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
在第五到第七节跟第九到十节里面如此说。找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上，回到家里就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一起欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为那99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。九跟第十节，找着了就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。 我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
The religious leaders of the day were indifferent toward those who were lost, and even antagonistic toward them coming to Jesus.
宗教的领袖那时候对灵魂失丧者也是漠不关心，甚至抵挡他们，不让他们到耶稣面前来。
And Jesus illustrates to them, to these people, how they have a wrong response.
耶稣用这两个比喻来说明他们的反应是如何的大错特错。
Especially when those people put far more value in lost things, material things.
特别是当他们把价值放在那些其实没有价值的东西上的时候。
So Jesus pointed out how joyful they would have been to receive a lost sheep or a lost coin.
耶稣告诉他们说，当他们找到失丧灵魂，他们应该是会更欢喜才对。
But instead, they were angered at the lost people coming to Jesus.
但是相反的是，他们对人要来找耶稣反而在生气。
And one of the most important things to God is the lost.
最重要对神来讲就是世上的人。
And Jesus pointed this out.
耶稣指出这件事情来。
It says, heaven rejoices and it throws a party over those who receive Christ.
他说当一个世上人被找到的时候，就算只有一位，所有天上的都大大的喜乐，会帮他们开一个庆生会。
There's more joy over one sinner coming to Jesus than over 99 people being right where they were supposed to be with God.
一个罪人得救比99个本来就是义人的会带来更大的喜乐。
And if people matter so much to God, shouldn't they matter so much to us?
如果对世上的人神如此在乎，我们是否也应该一样的在乎呢？
Shouldn't we be willing to give everything we have to reaching out to the lost?
我们是不是应该要放下一切来寻找那个世上的人？
And my answer is yes, absolutely we need to be doing that.
我们的答案应该是是的。
But why don't we?
但是为什么我们不是如此做呢？
I believe we get caught up.
我相信我们是被别的东西所缠累了。
And many things we have to do, we have to work, we have to provide,we get caught up with life.
我们在生活里面，我们有很多我们需要做的啊。为了生活，我们在忙碌啊。为了家里的事情啊，为了许许多多其他的事情。
We so quickly forget that we were once lost and then were found by Christ.
我们很快的就忘了当初我们怎么样，耶稣怎么样来找我们，我们怎么样从世上的人变成一个得救的人。
So the first thing needed for reaching the lost is compassion.
所以第一件事情我们需要做的是要有恻隐之心。
The second thing needed for reaching the lost is effort.
第二个我们是要努力。
The third thing needed to reach the lost is persistence.
第三件事情我们要锲而不舍。
And the fourth thing, which is probably one of the most important things,
第四件其实是最重要的一件事情。
To reach the lost is the power of Jesus himself.
我们如果要带一个人失丧灵魂来找到主的话，我们要依靠神的灵。
That Jesus does the saving, it's not us.
是耶稣在做拯救的工作，不是我们。
We need to make sure we put that in perspective.
我们希望我们能够从对的角度来看这件事情。
In Titus chapter 3 verses 5 to 7,
在提多书三章五到七节里面如此说。
It says, He saves us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督在我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望称为后赐。
In Psalm chapter 34, 18 through 21, It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken."
诗篇34篇18到21节如此说，耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。一人多有苦难，但耶和华救他脱离这一切，又保守他一身的骨头，连一根也不折断。
Isn't that comforting to know?
我们发现是不是这两节经节能够来安慰我们呢？
Sometimes we get all worked up and we're so worried aboutThat person coming to Christ. Maybe we just didn't say the right word.
很多时候我们专注于我们自己在做些什么，我们想我们跟这个人传福音，怎么传他也不信，然后我们认为是我们自己的工作。
Maybe if we just said the right thing, they would have come to Christ.
或许我们想说，哎，或许我没有讲对的话啊，或许如果讲对的话，他们就会信主了。
But we got to remember the Holy Spirit is who does the work and changes their heart, draws them.
但是我们要记得，真正的让他们能够回到神耶稣面前的是圣灵。
And we also need to remember that if people reject what we say, they don't reject us.
我们也需要知道说，如果他们拒绝我们所说的，其实他们拒绝的不是我们所说的。
And I know that it glorifies God when we do what He does, it pleases Him.
我们也知道说，如果我们照着耶稣基督所吩咐我们去做的话，我们就会讨他的喜悦。
Let's look at Matthew 28:18.
我们大家一起来看马太福音第
28:18
through 20. 28章18到20节。
And this is, you know, such an important verse. Everyone, a lot of people know this verse.Verses, but I think it's something that we need to think about as Jesus left this earth and said these words. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
这节经节是非常重要，因为这是耶稣在没有离开世界上的时候给他门徒的一个最后的吩咐。他这几节如此说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And Brother BillBrother Bill Coe mentioned when we gathered together a few weeks ago, why don't we just focus in on one this year?
寇弟兄几个礼拜前曾经提起来说我们为什么今年不能够专注于一个人呢？
Why don't we pray for that one?
我们可以为一个人祷告。
I think if we're doing what the Lord would have us to do, we should be busting at the seams.
如果我们每一个人都做来遵守耶稣所给我们的吩咐的话，我们的教会应该是坐满的人。
And what joy it brings the Lord. And I really believe once you get that fever, once you've tasted how wonderful and how joyful it is to share your faith with others, that you just want to do it. And it kind of is a picture of this. This is how we are when God rescued us.
我相信当我们大家有机会能够真的尝到说能够带一个人信主那个喜乐的话，你会很自动的很愿意的继续去做。这个图画可以提醒我们，就是说当我们第一次信主被得救的时候，我们的情况是什么。
Let us pray.
我们大家一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your word that you've given us this day.
慈爱主，我们谢谢你今天给我们这样的时间。
I pray, Lord, that maybe you have brought some conviction into our lives.
我们祷告求主，你给我们心里面有这样的一个一个生性在我们心里。
I know, even as I prepared this, that I even had conviction in my heart as well.
当我在预备这个讲章的时候神也来让我能够很
有这样的真正的心里有这样的感动。
Lord, you know that our lives are very busy and hectic and stressful.
神，我们知道说我们的生命里面、生活里面，我们是非常的忙碌。
But Lord, I pray that you would just help us to focus in on what's lost.
但是主，求你帮助我们能够专心的专注于世上的人。
And as we were lost, you found us.
就像我们当初曾经失丧过，但是你找到我们。
And you use someone special in our lives, and that's why we're even here today.
你用一个特别的人来向我们传你的信息，所以今天为什么我们会在这里？
Lord, maybe some of us don't know you as Lord and Savior this day.
或许今天在我们当中有一些人还没有认识我们的主。
And I pray, Lord, that if someone's lost here today, that they would talk to me or talk to one of the deacons, talk to someone, and be brought to your kingdom.
我们求主，如果在我们当中有些人还没信主的话，他们会愿意来找教会弟兄姐妹们。或者是牧师，然后能够弄清楚，能够找到这个新的生命。
Lord, help us to be a church that is like the paramedics.
求主帮助我们的教会是会像那些医护人员。
That goes in and doesn't ask the silly questions.
不会进去问那些奇怪的问题。
That doesn't point out the wrongs of those who are in sin.
不会只是专注于在指责旁边的我们的弟兄姐妹们。
But help us to go in with love and compassion and a heart of rescuing those who are lost.
反而是会去帮助那些失丧人，为了要拯救他们。
And Lord, just work in our hearts. I know that you want us to experience that joy.
我们相信主，你要帮助我们能够有那样的喜乐，当一个世上人能够找到你。
Of sharing your good news.
当我们分享主你的好的消息的时候。
To those who are lost.
向那些没有得救的人来传扬你的福音。
Let us go out this week and glorify you in all that we do.
让我们这个礼拜，当我们离开教堂的时候，我们会做那个讨你荣耀你的事情。
And let's go seek what is lost.
让我们去寻找那失丧的灵魂。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
我们将祷告奉耶稣名求。阿门。